Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular metaphysical radio shows in the Seattle area and in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. We're having a wonderful show today. It'll be on my Galactic Wisdom Conference, which starts tomorrow at about 9:30 a.m. The address is 9101 Stillicum Road Southeast in Olympia, 98513. And for those of you who'd like to live stream, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and just for $50 you can live stream the entire event. We do need one more computer part, and it's been hard getting everything together, but if anyone out in the Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia area has what's called an HDMI input to laptop little device, please send me an email. We'd love to borrow it for the weekend. We can pay you for it. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But we've got the rest of the equipment all ready to go. Today's program, we'll be bringing on Billy and Zora of the Hollow Earth, who has some fascinating insights on the coronavirus. Q was supposed to call in at 3 o'clock. Tom Palladino will be contacting at 3:30. I also have my good friend, Emmanuel Eiter, a famous French Hollywood film director, who will be here momentarily to give a quick little introduction to his beautiful work. Jason Armstrong from Vancouver, Canada, is here as well. He's with me, and he'll be giving messages from Adama, from the Hollow Earth. Every year, twice a year, I go to Mount Shasta from July 1st to the 8th. And this year will be July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, and we'll have a full schedule tomorrow and on Sunday as well. So if you are in the Seattle area, please come on down. We'd love to see you. The cost for the weekend is $197 or $100 a day. But if you don't have the money, please come anyway, because we're not going to turn anyone at the door who can't afford. The purpose of the conference is to raise consciousness and make the world a better place. And so if you'd like to come, just come on down. But if you're sick, please stay at home, and you can watch the event on your computer via live stream. The website is crowdcast.io/E as in Edward/Galactic Wisdom Conference/register. Or you can just go to our website, the conference website, which is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and you can just click on there and you'll be able to watch it just fine. I want to thank all the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their beautiful support, as well as Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, and Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. And with that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who support the show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course, Eric and KKNW, who provides wonderful support. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your angels and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. If you're interested in a reading to talk to relatives who passed over, or family, or contact your spirit guides and get some good advice, please email me anytime. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta again this year, again from July 1st to the 8th and August 27th to September 3rd. We always see many Sasquatch there and UFOs flying around the mountain, and we're always coming in contact with Adama and the people of the Hollow Earth. We've had a series of miracle healings happening on Mount Shasta, including the restoration of my eyesight from 20/50 blurry-eyed vision in my right eye to 20/10 crystal-clear vision in both eyes after being at Mount Shasta. And also, when we were at Mount Shasta, my good friend Jason from Vancouver was also with me, and I'm going to bring him on briefly now. Jason, tell what happened when you were at Mount Shasta last year and your eyesight.
Well, I woke up one morning, I had my glasses on, and for some reason I took them off, and it was perfectly clear. Before, it used to be blurry, wow. Far-side blurry. To perfectly clear, and I could crystal clear.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. What happened when you got home and your wife finally realized that you weren't wearing any glasses anymore?
There's no comment.
Okay.
But my kids noticed first.
Oh, isn't that funny? Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, I wanted to tell everyone, too, I've been to Peru several times in the last couple of years. I'm going back again to Peru. From May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group there, and we'll be visiting Machu Picchu and some fascinating spiritual places, including Cusco, Ollantaytambo, Puno, and Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and the Paracas Museum in Paracas, Peru, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. They're just amazing skulls. They go back at least 18 inches. They're much larger than our skulls. They're human, but they're not 100% human. They're only part human. And the story behind that's amazing. I have psychically contacted those entities, and they tell me that they had come in a pioneering attempt to try to take over Earth, but eventually it didn't work out. And I think there's a lot of different attempts in the past for people to try to take over this planet, but all of them have failed. Actually, Jason and I will be giving a talk on Mount Shasta, and also the messages from Adama on Saturday. It's either Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I can't remember. Saturday afternoon. But I hope you can come. The trip to Peru just cost $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. I saw a special today going from Seattle or Vancouver round trip down to Lima, Peru for less than $500. I think it was a little more than $400 round trip. It's far cheaper to go down to South America than it is Asia or Europe. But anyway, I hope you can come. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And in a few minutes' time, we'll be bringing on Billy of the Hollow Earth, who will be channeling his father, Zora. But I'd like to invite Michiko Hayashi now, if she's available, to give a couple of messages on her work and also on how people should stay positive for the coronavirus. Michiko, Sai, thank you so much for coming on today.
Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited that we will be having this Galactic Wisdom Conference starting tomorrow.
Absolutely. Now, you'll be giving Haru treatments for people who want them. Is that right?
Yes. I brought this machine called Kazutama 3, and we just have this vibration codes, it's called Hado codes, for protection of coronavirus. So I am happy to make water for protection tomorrow for everyone who would like one, and I'm available for that.
Now, Dr. Emoto, I've talked about this on my show before, discovered, Michi, that everything is Hado or vibration. And if you correct yourself with this water, with the correct vibration, you can prevent many different diseases, and as well as the coronavirus. Is that right?
Right. It's resonating with the vibration that is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So when in case of like viruses, their vibration is very low, and it's like toxin. Level. So what we do is, I remember that Dr. Emoto used to say that viruses are not third dimensional beings. So what we need to do, they are rather 3.5 dimension. So what we need to do is to treat them with the Hado vibration technology.
I see.
And that's why it's good that we can make this water.
Does it do it any good, to be in fear of this? No. Or is it better to be positive, proactive, and keeping your immune system high?
Right. When we are in higher vibration, which is like joy, happiness, laughing, not being worried or scared or angry or in panic, those are really low vibration. Being negative is very low vibration. So instead of being in panic or worried or angry, we can be in higher vibration, not worrying about things, but enjoying the time, appreciating the time and what we have right now, and enjoy time what we have, then our vibration will be higher. And Dr. Motoyi's always said, God created, or the creator source designed this earth based on love and gratitude. So when we are living in the state of love and gratitude, then everything will be in harmony.
Okay.
So then in that case, we don't have to worry about it because our immunity will go higher, will stay high. So that's all about that.
That's wonderful advice. That's wonderful advice, Mitzi. And you'll have your children's books tomorrow, won't you, at the conference? Tomorrow
and
on Sunday?
I will be talking about this Hado vibration, about how what Dr. Emoto said about viruses, how he treated people with this Hado vibration technology. And also I will be talking about Message from Water, as well as children's books and adults' books ready at the venue.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I'll bring you back later on during the radio show, but I wanted to give a couple of words of wisdom
from you.
And we'll be bringing on Billy and Zora of the Hollow Earth in just a few minutes, as soon as we can reach him by phone. And as part of our lineup of wonderful speakers will be Carolyn White and her husband, Jerry, who do aura readings. They're both wonderful psychics, and they actually take pictures of people's aura, and they've got some fascinating things to tell. Each color has a different meaning as far as psychic abilities and spiritual advancement, and they have some fascinating things. They can have all kinds of things happen. We'll bring on Carol in just a few minutes. She was busy here, but we'll bring her back. Anyway, we'll now bring on Billy. And we'll talk to both Billy and his father from Zora in the Hollow Earth. Hello, Billy. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're trying to untangle some earbuds too.
Okay. All right, Billy. All right. How are you doing today, my friend?
Hang on a moment.
Okay. Can you hear me okay, Billy?
Oh, yeah. I think it's fine.
Okay, good. Billy, what is your dad's perspective and your perspective on this coronavirus?
What is our perspective?
Yeah.
We are not the least bit worried about it ourselves,
okay,
because we know what it's all about.
Okay.
But now, understand, it all falls under the law of attraction.
Okay.
What you think, you become. If you think you're sick, then you're sick.
Right.
If you think you are immune to it, you're immune to it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's because you're, by the law of attraction, which is your subconscious, by the law of attraction, if you accept the diagnosis that you're getting the virus, or you have the virus, then by the law of attraction, and you accept it, then you get it.
Mm.
If you don't accept it, and you say it's a lie, that it's not, it's not going to affect you, then it won't. So, and you can also go into one step further. You can go into the people that are concerned about it. They can get the liquid gold RX. The liquid gold RX cleans out the blood. It fortifies their immune system. And then, no virus. Okay?
Wow.
And it fights off bacteria, it fights off viruses, and it's already been proven, factual proven, that the liquid gold RX, when it was sent over to China, people that got it, received it, within 4 days, no virus.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing, Billy, for sharing that.
So,
wow.
I mean, the liquid gold RX is the answer to the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It was the main answer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other answer is get the fear out of your mind about the virus.
Okay.
It, you know, words to, now, precaution, make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you, you know, take care of yourself that way. And also don't go out into big crowded areas and, you know, preventive measures. Common sense.
Sure.
However, if you're at home, you're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
You know, you're not going to get the virus. You're not going to be susceptible to it. Because you're not going to be anywhere where you can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let my dad come in right now, and I'm going to let him finish up.
Okay. All right, Billy. Thank you so much, Billy. I'll wait for your dad to come on.
Mm-hmm. Beloved gods and goddesses, understand the following thing. You are unlimited beings. You know, as one sees unlimited, you are endless being. You are extremely powerful being. In fact, you are fifth dimensional being. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you are. That means you cannot get sick. Mm-hmm. As fifth dimensional being, your immune systems are 100%. And nothing can affect them. If you doubt it, by the law of attraction, you'll get it. But knowing that you are a fifth dimensional being, that in itself is the greatest knowingness that you cannot get the virus or any other sickness because you are a fifth dimensional being. Fifth-dimensional beings are fully realized God. Higher vibration, higher, what you call frequency, higher consciousness. And you do away with all of these, what you call, viruses and things of this nature because you do not relate to them. They are lower 3D vibrations, and you are past that.
Do you think there's...
Full 5D being, which you are, you cannot get the vibe. Period.
Zora, do you think there's an agenda here to keep people in fear and lower third-dimensional vibration?
Of course.
I see.
Understand.
That makes sense.
When it came out of China, right? China is a highly overpopulated country. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Is what they say, right? So, the government formulated this virus to eliminate some of their population of the older folk and to diminish their population so it can sustain more people.
Mm.
That was the government. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
However, it got away from them.
True.
What I mean by got away, some of the people who contracted it went on a journey to another country. And they took it there. And then it was taken elsewhere. And elsewhere and elsewhere. By transportation, air transportation, the people that have contracted the virus in China came to America, into San Francisco. And it was given there, spread to that point. It is a global situation. However, you as gods and goddesses, this does not apply. As gods and goddesses, you cannot get sick at all. So know that you are gods and goddesses, number one. Know that you can heal others who have it. And do not be fearful that you'll get it, because you won't.
Right.
You can heal others by the act of, using your goddess, your god and goddess powers, to send this healing forward to everyone that you know who has it or is in fear of it. I'm going to do a global poll. I'm going to send out globally, and I want everyone that is listening to do exactly what I tell you. Do not doubt this. It will occur, and do not doubt that it will happen, because it will. Hmm. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. All of you out there are going to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. Then you're going to say, depending upon your sexual orientation, you're going to say, from the god of my being or the goddess of my being, mm-hmm. I am completely free of this virus, and I know it. And it will have no effect on me at all. And I know it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I receive.
From the god of your being.
From the god of your being.
Your being, not mine.
God of my being.
I'm completely free.
I'm completely free. Of catching this virus.
And I know it.
And I know it.
It is done.
It is done.
Now, how do you feel? Energized.
Great. Much
fortified.
Better. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Totally fortified. Your immune system is 100%. You cannot get the virus, any of you. Have no doubt, because doubt is the killer. Do not doubt. Only know that you cannot contract the virus. And do not play into the fear mongers out there that keep spreading all of this falsified information.
Sure. Good advice.
That's what you need to do. All you listening out there, you cannot get the virus. Because you are fifth dimensional being. And that is all I need to say in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, get rid of the fear and get rid of the virus. Get rid of the fear, get rid of the symptoms. Get rid of the fear and no virus.
Thank you.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Thank you. Zora, I want to thank you so much for sharing this positive message to all of my listeners around the world. This is what people need. They don't need more doom and gloom. And also,
no,
too.
No, they do not.
Yeah. And also, I look at the virus disappearing within a few months.
Indeed. It's a passing thing. It's just as the other viruses are.
Right.
You know, they come and go. This one
right.
is no different. It will come and go.
Right. Right.
And
exactly.
Just do not play into the fear. That is your main thing. Do not
right.
play into the fear.
Yeah.
Because the fear is what will rob you of your healing.
Yeah. Well, in our state here in Washington State, we have a lot of politicians who feed off the fear. And rather than spending a positive message of people using common sense to empower themselves, they spread fear. But so your message is really good to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Indeed.
Yeah. And I also agree with you.
And message the way it is.
Right.
Also right. Understand that this coronavirus focus, everyone is focusing on the virus. So they're not focusing on the RV. That is taking place now. That is taking place now.
Mm-hmm.
It is
sure.
breaking out. Mm-hmm. It is breaking out. It is breaking out over this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
What we understand is that you begin going into your appointments on Monday. So,
mm-hmm.
anyway,
okay.
Do not let this false propaganda of this virus rob you of your blessing.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Do not go anywhere where you have a bunch of people coming together. That is a good place where you could contract the symptom.
Right.
And that
sure.
you don't want. So you do not do that.
Sure. Sure.
Use common sense to protect yourself. Wash your hands whenever you have a chance to do so, several times daily. Which is fine. And also, do not be worried that you're going to get ill. Because also understand, the ones who have ascended, they also ascended because why? They also had other issues that were going on in their body.
That's true.
Which had nothing to do with the virus. But it broke down their immune system, which allowed the virus to take hold. But, understand, the virus in itself did not kill them. It was the fear, it was the symptoms that they accepted, and by accepting it, they were robbed of their health. And that is the key. Just remember, beloved, that you are fifth-dimensional beings. That's all you need to know.
Okay. Wonderful.
And you cannot get the virus. Period.
It's sure nice to hear this positive news, Zora. Thank you so much for sharing that. All of us appreciate
Indeed.
You saying that.
Of course. And like I said, if you want to go one step further, get the Liquid Gold RX and take it religiously, and you will not get the virus that way either. Because it will clean out your blood, it will clean out your immune system and fortify it, and therefore the virus cannot take hold.
Great.
That is
Thank
all.
You. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zora, for mentioning that. That's very kind of you. And Billy, thank you again for sharing your father with us. We really appreciate it.
Indeed.
All right. Well, I hope you both have a beautiful and happy day. And again, thank you so much for sharing this with my listeners. We need some positive
news. Have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Zora. And we look forward to your interview here at the conference this weekend.
Indeed.
All right. Okay. All right, my friends. Bye-bye. That was Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth.
Farewell.
Yeah. Farewell, my friend. Thank you so much. With me, I also have Carolyn White. Her and her husband, Jerry, are fantastic aura readers, and they'll be at the conference this weekend, and Carolyn will be giving a presentation, I believe, at 4:30 or 5?
Sunday.
On Sunday at 4:30 or 5. And Carolyn, tell us a little bit about your perspective on all what's happening now.
Hello to all of your awesome listeners out there, and I send my love. And one of the things that we are being bombarded with right now, as Zora and Billy were saying, is this fear. We can call it fear porn. And mm-hmm. what we all need to do is to realize that what is this fear doing to us? It weakens the immune system. It makes people nervous and apprehensive. And what are you doing? You're actually living in the future. Worry and anxiety is living in the future. And remember, worrying is like praying for something that you don't want. So let's do some things that will help you be present in the present. This is a lesson for all of us to realize that we are powerful, sovereign beings, and we're getting our chains jerked around, to sort of speak, by the media. There's opinions on one side that say, oh, this is nothing. There's conspiracies. The sky is falling. Really, what it amounts to is that we have to take back our own personal power. We have to be responsible for ourselves. And I think, Ted, there's a couple of things that we can all do to help us get more in that state of awareness, of enjoying who you are now, enjoying where you are right now, and to be present in the present. Because the thing is that if you want to look at statistics, because there's a lot of statistics roaming around right now, is that on this planet, all of us human beings, 100% of us are going to die at some time or another. But it's just not this week, just not this day. So a couple of things that I recommend that you do during the day. One is a conscious breathing exercise, where you just take a few minutes and inhale to four, hold it for a count of four, exhale for four, and hold it for a count of four. And while you're doing this count, so you inhale 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4, exhale 2, 3, 4, and hold 2, 3, 4. It's a very balancing and grounding thing to do to keep you present in the present, and also stop your mind. The monkey mind that's running around there is, oh, am I going to get toilet paper? Or, oh, am I going to, you know, is there a sky falling? The second thing that my non-corporeal mentor has given to me is that we need to use sound and sound vibration right now to keep us in the present. And it was recommended to me that several times a day to say the hue, to sound the hue. Hue. Because what this does is it resonates with the
Galactic Alliance.
Yes, the Galactic Alliance. And it resonates with the harmonics and brings Mother Earth down to us, so that we are more connected with what's actually going on, what's truly going on in our hearts and this planet. And secondly, another sound that I have been given to bring in the cosmic awareness is the sound of hri, like hri, and to feel that in the upper head and your third eye chakra and the crown chakra. So vibration is very important for us to be using sound. So if you're feeling like you're going to be starting to get overwhelmed, just sit back, and what I like to do is just toning. Make some noise. Check in with your sacral chakra. Say, are you happy right now? And you might go, uh-huh. Or you might be, am I kind of scared? Well, uh-huh. So just send that beautiful, loving sound to different areas, to different chakras, and especially in the root and the sacral chakra and the solar plexus. Because right now, our whole foundations are being disrupted. Our economy, our right livelihood, which is the root chakra, our relationship with others, we're being cut off. That's a sacral chakra, our emotions, and the solar plexus, our personal power. So what's happening right now is that all of these systems are working to take our power away from us. It's important now to reclaim our personal power, to reclaim who we are, and we all have responsibility for doing this. And these are a few little tips that I have been given to me to be present in the present and remember that worrying is praying for what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Absolutely. Carolyn, those are such good words of advice. And I want to bring Michiko in quickly to get her response to that, because I know that she has positive things to say. Don't go away, Carolyn. Anyway, Michi, what positive things can you tell people to help with this situation?
Well, I totally agree with Carolyn, because she said by worrying about what has not happened to us right now, is worrying about bringing what is not here, what we do not want. So the best way is not to worry and to have information and to have the high immunity and not to, I mean, being aware is really important. Having information is important, but not to be worrying about what is happening, because right. We don't want to bring it.
Right, exactly. And remain strong and realize we're powerful spiritual beings, and this will pass.
Yeah.
I see this passing by May or before.
Well, see, in what I know about viruses is usually when we have influenza going around in Japan, we say that influenza virus cannot stay alive when the humidity is high and when the temperature is high. So that's why in wintertime, influenza virus goes around. Mm-hmm. And at that time, what we always do is to keep the room temperature a little higher. And also with the humidifier, we have more humidity. Mm-hmm. So the viruses will die out. Mm-hmm. So that's probably something that we can do to protect ourselves.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, in traditional Chinese medicine, and this we learned from a fellow by the name of Dr. Wu from China, and also my naturopath, who was trained in traditional Chinese medicine, they kind of jokingly say that the evil spirits enter in at a point right behind your at the base of your neck. Well, by evil spirits, that is chill and dis-ease. So one of the important things to do now, and what Dr. Wu always recommended during the influenza season, or the time of the cold, is to always wear something around your neck and wear a hat, because a lot of the heat escapes from the crown chakra, from the head. And also, if you keep a scarf or a collar around the nape of your neck, the back of your neck, it also keeps that warm, because they talk about, you know, in traditional Chinese medicine, they have a lot of funny to us, unusual terms for things. But that's how chills come into the body. And if you're feeling a little chilled, put a warm heating pad on the nape of your neck and rest. Drink lots of water, drink lots of fluids. That is very, very important for, because also the body needs the water. And when you do pour yourself some water, is before you drink it, send it love and gratitude.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll have you guys back. We're going till 4 o'clock today. But now my good friend Emmanuel Leiter has walked in, and I want to bring Emmanuel on. He produces wonderful spiritual films about all kinds of things, and he'll be showing one of his films during my conference tomorrow called The Cure, which I'm in it, and it is, he's a wonderful man with a good heart. And Emmanuel, I'm so happy you're here today. Thanks so much for coming on my show.
Well, hello, everybody. So let's pump you up, because with this state of depression, the only sane thing to do is to be insane.
Well, he took the words. My goodness, that's great.
And I haven't drunk yet my good medicine, which is French Bordeaux red wine.
Yes, of course. Well, that's actually recommended by most doctors.
Yeah, that's how I cure the virus. I kill it with a lot of alcohol.
There was a study done about 10 years ago among winos here in the United States. Emmanuel, this is an important scientific study. And they found that winos who drink red wine, that they don't get colds. They may get cirrhosis of the liver, but they don't get colds.
That's exactly what's happening to me. I become insane, but at least I'm not sick. Or I'm just sick of the mind. That's it.
Well, Emmanuel, you'll be speaking this weekend at my conference. I'm so happy you're here. Tell us a little bit about what's your viewpoint on all this? What's happening now?
Well, we have good reason to be worried, and so therefore we should.
Sorry. Don't say that on the air.
They are full of BS. Yeah. So basically, what you have to do is you have to be prepared, you have to be prudent, but you cannot panic. Basically, what happened when I got here, I saw a sign that say, "Welcome, stay calm." So that's the advice. You have to stay calm, and you should not. You should resist the temptation not to lose it.
Maybe. Sure, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But at the same time, to think that you are immune because you are staying positive and you think that you're repeating some mantras is not going to do anything. You know, the virus is stronger than anything. It's a physical, real danger. So you have to be sane, and you have to mix being calm with looking for the cure and finding the cure and getting a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emmanuel, what are things like down in California?
It's like a little bit here. It's kind of coming to a lockdown and a stop. And again, you know, we have to remain calm. It's not because of school are closing, the theater are closing, you know, the games are closing, that you have to isolate yourself and go nuts. Mm-hmm. You have to really, again, be sane and maintain some sense, some common sense of structuring yourself, organizing. Sure, you know, you can stock a little bit of food, but don't go crazy. You know, don't steal all the water and the toilet paper from other people, you know. Mm-hmm. Learn to share. Maybe it's a time where we need to rethink our humanity. You know, I think it's an opportunity to reconnect, because obviously we've been disconnecting. We've been listening to each other through this device, these shows, this conference. We need to hang out together and in small group, you know, maybe not in large conferences, but there's nothing wrong about that. We need to reconnect. You know, it's the age of the me, myself, and we. We need to switch the subject from the I to the we, you know. Yeah. So it's a total invitation to rethink or the way we function as a humanity.
Well, I know.
As a planet, too.
Right, exactly.
Because it's everywhere. So when I see, you know, the insane Trump closing the borders and saying now, this morning when I came here, he's even threatening to lock down Washington State and California because we are big threat to America. I'm like, really? I mean, on the opposite, you have to be understanding that it's a global problem and it's going to be solved globally by us. That's globalization to me. Mm-hmm. That's when you put every resources, every energies, every genesis in common, not when you separate, close borders, build wall between people. That goes toward a catastrophe. You know, nobody is an island. There is no island. You know, it's one people, one planet. That's it.
That's true. I think it's the virus itself will be gone by the end of April or May.
Well, that's being optimistic. You know, nobody knows, to be honest, Ted. You know, I mean, look how it's evolving so fast. Nobody knows. I mean, so basically, we have to be prudent. Also, what Trump has to do next is he just declared a state of emergency. Well, the next step is you have to freeze all debt, all rent, all mortgages, because people are not going to be able to work. They cannot work, they cannot make money. If they cannot make money, they cannot pay their bills.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what they've done in Italy, haven't they?
They have done it in Italy. They are contemplating doing that in France next, because France, my home country, is a total mess. Mm-hmm. And I predict they're going to have to do it. Actually, honestly, I'm a poor guy. You know, I barely have cash to feed my family. So next week, I'm going to have to face my landlord and tell him, I'm sorry, dude, until things get better, I'm not going to make any money. You know, because the way I make money is through my films. Everything came to an halt. Nobody wants even to watch my movie to buy them. I'm a journalist. All my interviews have been canceled. So that means that basically by next month, I'm not going to make any income. Zero.
Yeah.
So therefore I cannot pay my rent. Therefore, you know, we have to be reasonable.
Right.
And that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
That's you, it, yeah.
You, it's, yeah. It's either you let it go insane right. and people are going to lose it and you're going to have a civil war in this country and everywhere mm-hmm. because people are not going to take it and they're going to start marching mm-hmm. on each other. Mm-hmm. Or you're a smart president that maybe I hope you are. If you're listening, you should. and you're going to freeze the money. You know, right. money is nothing. Money is virtual. We have $23 trillion of debt in this country.
Right.
You think we're going to pay them back one day or another? No.
I don't think so.
So if we go to 24, 25, it's not going to change anything. And by the way, you know, to be fair, it's America. France is the same. We have $6 trillion of debt. You know, Italy has 5. Mm-hmm. Germany has 9. UK has 8. So basically, everybody's bankrupt. Over and over and over, many times bankrupt.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter. What matters is we, the people, is how do we survive a crisis that is real and that's not going to be solved, again, by reciting a mantra or praying. It's going to be solved by us getting together, working on finding a vaccine, on killing the cure, on killing the virus, and moving forward. And by doing that, maybe restructuring the way we interact with each other, realizing we're all geniuses, we all have amazing energies, resources, and potentially, if we work together, 7 billion people, we can solve any crisis, pandemic, we can solve any problem of war, economical and social, because sure. we've got it all.
Sure.
And that's it's true. Not normal that you have over 5 billion people living in crap. You see, I was careful. Crap is okay, no?
I guess.
Go ahead. No, but really, living in disastrous situation. Ted, today we have over 5 billion people mm-hmm. who don't have a home, who cannot eat normally, mm-hmm. who are dying, by the way, of tons of other diseases.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, we, the 10% of the population who are so far healthy, are doing nothing. We are criminals.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work together.
Right.
So we have created a global state of criminality, where basically 10% of the population is believing to be okay so far until a virus hits us. And the rest of the population of the world, we don't give anything to them. You know, we don't, mm-hmm. we're not caring, we're not nurturing, we let them die. That has to change. The priority has to change. Sure. When I see America, Russia, and France being the three biggest world sales producer of weapons, it mm. disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
When I see that yeah. almost 50% of any of the taxes we pay go to a world, what they call defense, which means creating more stupid...
Offense.
Yeah, exactly. Offense. Stupid, you know, yeah. nuclear weapon and guns. Yeah. And so. For what? We're in the business of death. Since yeah. when the business of death is a good plan for humanity?
Yeah,
we have to go back into the business of life. And it's not doing what Sanders says, which is taking from the rich to give to the poor. That's another yeah. abomination. Mm-hmm. No, it's about liberating people and make them realize they are customers of each other, healers mm-hmm. from each other, savior from each other, partners.
Mm-hmm.
We need to realize we are potentially all partners to each other.
Sure, right.
So we have to enter in that frame of mind,
sure.
realizing what Ted can offer, what Emmanuel can offer, what everybody in this room can offer, mm-hmm. and put it together and let it slowly, organically go around.
Sure, absolutely. Emmanuel, I love your viewpoint on things, Emmanuel. You've got such good common sense, and you're so positive, too.
And that's why, for me, it's an opportunity right now, because I see in this disastrous time the way to raise my voice, put politically a platform together, and run for president of France in 2 years. And you'll see I'll be president of France in 2022.
Well, what an honor that would be. That would be wonderful.
It's done. It's a done deal.
Okay.
Because all the other guys are morons who are running scary like idiots. So
yeah, I know.
I'm the only insane sane one. So.
Oh, great.
Or the less of the insane.
That's great. Well, Emmanuel, we've got a couple minutes left. What would you advise people to do? Wash their hands? Use prudent measures?
Yes, absolutely. Just be careful. Common sense again, sure. but at the same time, don't overdo it. Don't panic.
Sure. Sure.
Watch the movie we're going to show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
The Cure,
that's
which
right.
is sadly timely. It's called The Cure. It's healing the mind, healing the body, healing the planet. It's all about health, nutrition, right. the environment, to better yourself. You need to be a stronger creature if you're going to survive. So right. it's not, only about the frame of mind. It's about your body, taking care
yeah,
of it. Exercise,
absolutely.
Eat well, sleep well. Right. You know, right now, it's an opportunity to sleep. This morning, I was awake at 8. Everybody was asleep in the house. I'm like, why am I awake? Let's go back to bed.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing to
right,
do. The
right.
world is slowing down.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, the good. You yeah, just right. take your time.
Right, right.
Go slowly. Don't panic.
Right, right.
So that's it. But tomorrow, watch your movie. Sadly, Ted, I have to announce that I'm going to leave tomorrow. So,
okay,
yeah,
all right.
My wife is a little bit panicking.
No problem.
So even so, I'm not panicking. I have to go with her.
We understand.
I'm going to leave midday. But we're going to stream the movie for free. For
absolutely.
Everybody. That's
absolutely.
My gift to you.
Okay.
See, that's
thank
all
you, my friend.
I heal people is I give what I can give. I don't have money, but I give you the power of my movies.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Emmanuel. Well, thank you again so much for sharing your wisdom. We really appreciate
my
it.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Peace. I love you, everybody out there. Yeah, dare to say that a little more. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's my mantra.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bless you all.
Thank you so much. Michiko,
yeah.
Could you please come here? What would Dr. Emoto say about this virus now? What would he, if he was living, I know you're in close contact with him, what would he say now about the virus?
Well, he would probably say that stay calm, stay in the state of loving gratitude, and be grateful that you are healthy. Be grateful that you have the life you have, and drink lots of water with love and gratitude. Love yourself, love others, love people, love all nature, and keep your immunity high. Keep yourself, get enough rest. And the only way, I was just making a presentation slide for tomorrow, and Dr. Emoto was saying always through his research on Hado vibration for over 20 years, the only way to deal with viruses is not conventional medical remedy, but Hado technology,
mm-hmm.
including Hado means vibration, to have our vibration high.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Anthony. Anyway, and oh, Carolyn wants to hear. Go here.
Okay, and one thing that we're talking about fear. When you're in fear, it evokes the fight or flight syndrome. Okay, so just like when you our ancient ancestors saw the tiger, they were saying, "Do I fight the tiger or do I flee?" Well, one of the things that that does with the body is that all of the blood goes to the extremities so that we have the power to run. But what happens is that our parasympathetic nervous system, the system that's inside of our body, loses all this blood. Well, what happens is that in this fight or flight state, that we are more susceptible to having viruses or things, again, it impacts our immune system. So this is why it is so, so important to stay calm, relax, and remember, there's a lot of good things that are happening now. People are, there's less pollution right now that's happening on the planet. People are staying with their families. So blessings to all, and keep calm and carry on.
One thing that people don't realize is that Wuhan, which was the site of the virus, is a place where it's full of 5G. And people think that that had something to do with the spread of the virus, is that the 5G weakened people's immune systems to set up the scenario where it spread throughout that entire area. We only have just a couple of minutes left now, but I want to briefly introduce Anthony and then bring him back the next hour. Anthony, could you introduce yourself to my audience, please?
Hello, my name is Anthony. I work with my partner named Ri, who's from Japan, and we channel higher dimensional beings and angelic energy.
Great. We got about 2 minutes left, and are there any messages you'd like to share with us regarding this situation?
I was getting some downloads while the first part of your show was going, and they were saying, everyone here is a master being making their own choices. The timing of that is a confirmation of that. From now, you will be in a world where people who make choices like your choices will be in a world with you. People who make choices more farther apart from the choices you make will be more farther apart than you. Isn't that exciting? Also, up until now, it has been a great gift that you could learn from the teachers making choices really different from you.
10 seconds.
This will be going away. So enjoy it while it lasts and get ready for a world where people will make choices more like you.
Okay, great, Anthony. We'll bring you on the next hour. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening today. We'll be coming back on the air in a few minutes. Q is supposed to call in at 3 o'clock, so this should be adding a lot of fascinating insight. Thanks so much again, everyone, for listening today. I'll be back in a few minutes.